Bannerbox Radio melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Banterbox Radio, the podcast where we talk about news and everyone has a great time. Thanks for joining us. Today is episode 17, goodness gracious googly moogly. I'm your co-host, Thomas Towson, and joining me, of course, is your other co-host, the co-host of my co-host, Mr. Dan Knight. Hello, Dan Knight.
Yes, who's there, please?
It's great to see you.
Good.
Great.
All right.
I'm glad we got over that really complicated intro where we can move right into it. Today is a very special day.
Good.
It is the day that we record the podcast. It is also National Handshake Day.
Wow.
Yep. It's a good one. It's one that's not about food for a change.
Yeah.
And celebrating all those sweet handshakes like the...
Not just the simplistic, you know, regular one?
Yeah. I mean, it's all of them. It's
complicated.
Tolerance for all handshakes.
Just for today.
Just today. Every other day, feel free to hate them.
Or you just go back to the original.
Yeah, just plain, just normal vanilla business handshake. But today, try out your craziest stuff.
You could do the little middle finger tickle.
Uh-huh. Yep.
People love that.
They sure do. They love it when you don't tell them you're going to do that.
So
keep the mood nice and casual with the middle finger tickle.
Especially in a business setting when sealing a deal.
So Daniel.
Yes.
So Squaniel. Are you excited? Are you as excited as I am?
About what?
For today's episode.
Oh.
For today's episode.
I can't wait.
We got some good ones for you today, I think. I don't want to toot my own horn before we start.
So don't.
I won't. No tooting done. Let's just start. Why don't we just get right into it?
You keep that. Yeah. So California is facing a pretty serious drought problem right now. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't heard anything about it, Dan. Nothing at all. It hasn't been on the news everywhere.
Oh, that's good. That's my whole article. It's just...
Wow. That is weird news. It's weird that you thought you needed to bring that up.
It was one question. Many people are falling on desperate times, obviously, because it's been a while since they've got some rain. One such couple found themselves looking towards nature to provide them with their precious H2O.
Oh, yeah?
The owners of a Bay Area nudist resort, the Lupin Lodge, have snuck into a local creek they didn't own and stole water.
Water thieves.
Water.
Nude water thieves.
Water thieves. I have not seen... I don't know if they did it in the buff, but I hope they did.
I imagine most people do.
I see what you did there. I don't. I find it very uncomfortable. The whole thing. The couple there, 77-year-old Glenn Stout and his wife, 53-year-old Lori K. Stout,
well then,
were charged with felony conspiracy to commit trespassing for the purpose of injuring
water.
A property right.
Oh. What?
I don't know.
For injuring water.
For injuring
precious water. They went over and they stabbed it. Stabbed the water.
If we can't have it, no one can. Two employees of the Lupin Lodge were also charged. If they're convicted, all four could face up to 3 years in jail.
Man. Now, do they have to wear clothes in jail?
They do. It is not clothing optional there. You are required, sirs.
Huh.
Or madam.
Interesting.
But, the owners say they are entitled to use the waterfall. They're entitled to it.
They sure are.
They use this water to top off their water tanks in case of a fire and keep their pool filled for skinny / regular dipping.
If you're a nudist, would it be anything other than that?
It's pretty regular dipping at that point. It's not skinny.
But I mean, it definitely wouldn't be... I mean, technically it'd still be skinny dipping.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess so.
I guess.
Really, would it? Really getting those hard-hitting questions here. Really thought provokers.
If you're a nudist, do you still skinny dip?
Or is it just swimming?
I think. These are hard-hitting questions that need to be asked. Wildlife cameras took photos of the people trespassing and carrying plastic tubing, as well as showed water lines installed in the creek running into the lodge. They're siphoning that sweet, sweet water. All four face misdemeanor charges of trespassing, substantially diverting water, which I didn't even know could possibly be a charge, but that's a charge.
Mm-hmm.
Operating and slash or leaving a motorized vehicle on MROSD property.
Mrost.
Mrost property. Trespassing by driving a vehicle on a closed property and performing maintenance or clearance on MROSD property.
Mrost.
That stands for Mid-Peninsula Regional Open Space District.
Oh, there's a P in there.
Yeah.
So it's Mprost.
Mprost. But they don't, the P is silent.
Oh, I see.
Obviously, that's what it stands for. Everybody knows that.
Everyone knows.
Anybody who's anybody. So you don't mess with the Mprosts.
You certainly don't. Not if you're a nudist, at least.
They don't take kindly to that. But they said they caught him on camera doing it. So there may be photos of these people.
Dingles dangling.
Dingles dangling while they're stealing that sweet, sweet water.
Back to you, Jim.
It looks like these crooks are all wet. Back to you, Tubbs.
Oh, goodness. All right, is that it for that one?
Yeah. Yep. That's all.
What can you say, really?
What can you say? Couple of old naked people. Well, I don't know. They're the owners. Doesn't mean that they actually participate in the nudity, but I mean, who
probably
who wants to? I mean, imagine a nice elderly couple in the buff. Me,
that's
this
good
guy.
Stuff. Yep, that's the way to go.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Okay. What do you got?
All right. So this one takes place in Colombia.
Oh,
you know what Colombia is famous for?
Cuban sandwiches.
That's correct. Certainly not the most obvious. Authorities in Colombia said a woman was arrested at an airport in the capital when her breast implants were found to contain 3.3 pounds of liquid cocaine.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what? Real. This happened.
This really happened.
Yeah, authorities say Paula Sabillon drew the attention of security staff at El Dorado International Airport. When she appeared nervous in line, and the x-rays determined she had recently undergone surgery on her breasts.
The x-ray showed that?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it must have come up with something because of maybe the bags it was put in. I don't know. I'm not entirely, I'm not going to pretend to be savvy to the world of x-rays like I know how they you know, work.
Like, I understand them.
I get the premise.
Basic level.
You use your magic goggles, your magic glass, and you're able to look inside of people.
It gives you superhero vision. All right?
That's the kind of sorcery that I'm not ready to wrap my head around.
It's witch doctor stuff.
Sabayan, who is from Honduras and was preparing to fly to Spain, told investigators she received breast implants filled with an unknown substance she had been hired to transport. Okay, yeah, you didn't know what it was. All right. The implants were removed at a Bogota hospital, and Sabayon was treated for an infection, big surprise, stemming from the original surgery, which is believed to have taken place in some clinic in Pereira, Colombia. The substance inside the implants was determined to be cocaine, authorities said, and she was hospitalized for 5 days before being released into police custody.
Whoa!
So this is some serious dedication. Can you imagine how uncomfortable that must have been?
That's multiple pounds.
Why would you cut your breast open to put a sack of cocaine in it? Can you imagine if that busted? If that had burst?
Bust.
Busted. Burst. Can you imagine if it had burst?
Oh, she would die instantly.
Instantly. That would have been horrible.
Yeah.
That's how Biggie got it.
From implant?
Yeah, from breast implants filled with cocaine.
They burst.
Yep.
See, I heard he got shot.
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
No, it was ODB that got...
ODB, yeah, he...
He swallowed the...
From what I remember, he was in the recording studio, and the cops busted in, and he, he swallowed a bag of coke or something.
Hmm.
And did not survive to tell the tale.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be.
You don't do those kind of things.
You don't do those kind of things. You certainly don't cut open your breasts and put in bags of liquid cocaine.
I can only imagine that they offered to, like, pay for the real breast implants. Like, well, once you get here and you unload the goods, like, we'll actually pay for and give you a real one if you do this for us. And she was, like, really vain.
So here's the thing that grosses me out the most. 3.3 pounds is sizable. I saw the bags.
Yeah.
They actually come out to be pretty sizable bags because it's a liquid. It's not super heavy, so 3.3 pounds ends up being quite a bit.
Yeah.
This is going to get real gross for a second, so I apologize to anyone listening.
Good.
Did they have to remove some of the meats to put in the bags?
Some of the boob meat?
Yeah, or did they just make it larger?
I thought the whole reason why she was getting implants was because she didn't have enough boob meat.
What? No.
What?
That's not what this is about at all.
The implants.
Yeah, her implants were bags of cocaine.
I know. I'm just saying, like, it had to be believable, right?
Yeah.
Think logically. If it had to be believable, she couldn't have really had a whole lot there to begin with. Otherwise, it'd be cartoonishly huge.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking, like, maybe she wasn't a very busty lady to begin with.
And they put those bags of coke in there.
Although, this is all speculation. This is all in my head.
Who knows? I haven't seen the lady.
I haven't
seen those bags, and they're large.
Yeah. So you can just do the math there, I suppose.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, hopefully she's recovering nicely in jail.
In jail,
where
yes,
she currently
correct.
Resides?
Yes. She's been released into police custody. So she's going to jail!
Huh.
All right, so that's all for that one. What do you have next? Tell me it's something incredible.
It is.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
The usually joyful scenery at Lollipop's Playland turned sour for a 6-year-old's birthday party.
I don't like any of that.
The play center near Sydney, Australia, became one of traumatization for children as their parents slugged it out over a misunderstanding.
Who was to be the Lollipop Princess?
Who would it be? Stay tuned. After these messages.
So who was it?
Two children bumped into each other.
Yeah.
On the playground. So basically what Lollipop's Playland is, it's like it's an indoor playground.
Okay. Fun for the kids and the kids and you.
Yes. Mulligan Family Fun Center.
That's correct.
So the two children, they were on the playground equipment or whatever, they bumped into each other. And so one of the father of one of the children, he decided to make it his business.
Mm-hmm.
As that happened, things escalated, and he was accused of pulling a girl's ponytail, and other dads jumped into the fray.
Oh boy, dad fight.
With around 20 adults.
Oh god.
Now slugging it out, many other onlookers continued to earn their title. One such person actually captured a bit of it on film. So there's actual footage of parents beating the living bejesus out of each other.
Uh-huh. It's a good family-friendly word.
On film. Bejesus.
Yep.
That's a B Great. Hyphen.
Yep.
Children crying and hiding from the crazed parents. And one child actually taking her father's phone and calling emergency services.
When the kids are more adults than you.
A 56-year-old man, his son and nephew, said they were viciously beaten by the man who allegedly pulled the girl's hair and threatened her. He said, I was on the ground and they pulled my shirt over my head. This is actually Australian. And I know you do a pretty good Australian accent. Do you want to give this quote a shot?
I certainly don't.
You really
don't.
Do.
I don't want to offend anybody. Okay. I really don't.
I don't think we have any Australian listeners.
We do.
Do we really?
We do.
All right, well, I'm not going to... I can't do it.
I know one of them personally, in fact.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
So you really should do it, then.
We'll have him on, and then he can do an actual one, not my terrible excuse for one.
It's pretty good. I think it's... Anyway, whatever, fine. Don't do it. I don't care. Pulled the shirt over my head, and they were kicking me and punching me.
Uh-huh.
Which is customary after you pull the shirt over the head.
Of course.
That's normal. That's the progression of fights.
Yeah.
I was just saying to myself, get off the floor. If these guys knock me out, I'm going to be dead here. We couldn't compute it. We're not aggressive people, but these guys were ruthless. They were just battering us.
Quick question.
Yes.
This is a gathering of families, fathers, mothers, children.
Yeah.
And it was the fathers, mostly, who got into this fight, correct?
Yes.
Do you think it's possible that Mama told them to knock him out?
Ooh.
Huh.
Mama did say, knock you out.
Yeah. Do you think that that's what led to this? Do you think this is all LL Cool J's fault?
You know what?
That's a bigger story. That's a much bigger story.
That just opens up a whole new can of worms. But as Three Dog Night says, Mama told me not to come. So they shouldn't have even been there to begin with.
That's true.
So, I mean, obviously, they are and they're not listening to their mother.
And as the great ODB once said,
yeah,
God made dirt and dirt busted butts.
Busted butts. That's right.
Clap, clap. All right.
So my kids were screaming, and there were kids everywhere, and they were traumatized. That's the end of the guy's quote.
That's a good quote.
Hey, people.
There was some stuff going on, and like the people were around. Everybody was like not having a good time.
People were really like energetic, but like negative. And kids were really
harsh in my mellow.
It was kids were not using the playground accordingly, and parents were really they're having a lot of problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real negative scene, man.
Great.
Yeah. All right. So that's my story.
Oh, thank you so much.
I know it feels good.
Does it?
I know it does.
Okay, I got one for you. Now, this takes place in an unlikely place. It actually doesn't take place in Florida.
No?
I actually don't have a single story in Florida this month.
I don't either.
This is the weirdest news we have so far. This one actually takes place in Utah.
Utah.
Yeah. And my little knowledge of Utah is that I don't know. I didn't think people lived there.
Mormons do.
That's true. Actually, one of my favorite Mormons. Podcasters of all time lives there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Jesus?
You know, he really puts out that solid material.
Was it B Jesus?
Yes.
He's a subset of Jesus.
The B Jesus.
He does more raps these days.
Okay, great. that was a... Yep. Okay.
That's something that happened.
Utah police say a man tried to steal a car.
Yep.
And then had to call a cab after he couldn't figure out how to use a stick shift.
Oh.
It gets better. So this gets better as it goes on.
Great.
Officers in Logan said they arrested Alexander Katz on Tuesday after the 19-year-old and his underage girlfriend allegedly stole a car with the keys inside. Police say Katz's girlfriend knew how to drive a stick and attempted to walk him through the process.
What? Wait a minute.
Yeah, okay, it gets better. Eventually, the pair ditched the car at the supermarket parking lot in Providence. They fled on foot to a nearby gas station where they called a cab. When the two saw police, they ran off again. Katz's girlfriend was soon arrested. Police said she told them that she and Katz had started the evening looking for Benadryl before deciding to steal a car. Because there's nothing like having a bad case of allergies to make me like, hey, natural progression is, let's steal a car next. Yeah. Can't find Benadryl. Maybe this car that we steal will have some in it.
Option A, option B.
Katz was arrested a few hours later after police found him using information he had given the taxi company. So here's the real question. Here's the biggest question that I think has to be asked.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to prepare myself mentally for this. If she knew how to drive a stick shift, one, was that the right time to teach him how to drive one when you're stealing a car? And the bigger question is, if you failed in teaching him, why wouldn't you just steal it? Why wouldn't you just swap?
Swap seats.
Why wouldn't she just take the car? Why would you then call a cab and give up?
Because she's a liar. She doesn't know how to use stick shift. She's a liar.
I am so disappointed in these people.
Yeah.
I mean, stealing a car is bad, but I feel like being that stupid is worse.
You had multiple opportunities to get away with these crimes.
Yeah, seriously. Was that really the time to teach him how to drive a stick shift?
He's got to learn sometime.
Yeah, when he's stealing a car, that's the time.
It'd be funny if they stole it and then they drove to an abandoned like supermarket parking lot. All right, now yeah. Just ease it in there, just like Bob used to do.
Oh God!
You're going too heavy on the clutch.
I mean, to be fair, that would be one heck of a way to learn stick. Like, so yeah. you know, when your dad's teaching you how to drive a car, and he's like, okay, we're going to learn stick. And you steal a car. And he's like, if you don't learn this in the next 5 minutes, we're all going to jail.
That sounds like a really cool crime comedy, like, yeah. movie yeah. that would happen. Like, this is how I learned how to drive, from my dad, who's a thief. But yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good story. People are really dumb. People are exceptionally dumb.
And don't worry, listeners, because we will inform you of them.
Yeah.
So you can be aware of the stupidity around you.
Yeah. It's the service we provide.
Yes. Great. As medial as it is.
All right. That's all I got for that one.
All right.
But we need to mention one more time how dumb they were, and that's really dumb. And I'm and so dumb. Mad at them for being so stupid.
I'm so mad. I am fuming over here. Do you know how many cars they don't have over in
Utah?
In China? No, I mean, I was trying to make that, you know.
Oh.
Like,
I mean, because like in Utah, they're using horse and buggy.
That's Amish.
That's Amish.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Mormons are
that's
kind of different.
Yeah, I was thinking Amish.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
They're probably Amish. I don't know where the Amish live.
Who knows?
I know there's shows about them and how they have machine guns and things.
Gangs, yeah.
How is that? That boggles
Can
my
I,
mind.
Okay, so speaking of Amish,
we don't wear buttons, but we have guns.
Not to break completely from it, there is a show for, I'm going to say, everyone who has Netflix, which the correct answer is everyone. I'm assuming that everyone on the planet now has Netflix, because why wouldn't you?
Well, I think it's like everyone who's 40 and under has Netflix.
At least.
Yeah.
At least.
At least.
But anyway, I want to mention there is a show that's been sitting in my queue that I've been too terrified to watch, and I added it purely for why would this exist value. It is Vanilla Ice.
Oh yes.
Goes Amish.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's a thing.
It's
that
been
exists.
Sitting in my queue for a long time, and I want to watch it because it can't be anything less than a train wreck.
I thought it was a joke when I first went.
Yeah,
over
me
it.
Too. But it's real.
It's a real thing.
So watch that, and then tell me how terrible it is.
Was that a TLC? Was that a TLC show?
Probably. It sounds like a TLC show.
I feel like these networks are like taking those reality shows a little too liberally, and they're just kind of like, this sounds ridiculous. Put it on TV. People will watch it just because it's so crazy.
Do you see there was a poster that Discovery Channel put out, I think it was Discovery Channel put out recently, and they put it out as a real poster.
Yeah.
And then later on they went, you know, this is how bad the state of TV is that you believe this was a real show. And it was called The Dillionaire. And it was a guy standing in front of like hundreds of barrels of pickles. And it's about him being a millionaire pickle farmer.
Oh my God.
And the slogan was, life's a pickle. The
I
Dillionaire.
Would believe that. Yeah, look at Duck Dynasty. That's all you have to do.
What a world we live in. All right. Anyway, that's a long tangent. Tell me what you got.
I got another California one for you.
Ooh.
This one's a little grim. A little bit.
Yeah.
In Southern California, a woman is facing charges of killing her boyfriend with canned goods.
Oh, yeah. That's where it gets good. At first, I was like, why are we doing a story about murder? Oh, canned goods.
There it is. There's that sweet
death
spot.
By cream corn.
You're not far off. Deputy District Attorney John Hatami said 59-year-old Linda Clarence Jackson of Lake Los Angeles allegedly, okay, it hasn't been proven yet.
He probably just threw the cans in the air and hit himself with them.
It was a juggling accident. allegedly attacked her boyfriend, 59-year-old David Ruiz, while he was inside her home. She had allegedly used a can of peas, carrots, and a can of chicken broth.
Chicken broth? You could have made a delicious soup, and instead you killed someone. God.
people, you could make things, but instead you take away.
People don't understand. That food could have been life.
Yeah.
Not death.
It's a quote by Gandhi.
By Gandhi, that's correct.
Because he was all about eating food. Everybody knows that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she used those cans to bludgeon Ruiz to death. A motive is still unclear, according to authorities. So if found if found guilty, she could face life behind bars.
Life. She's gonna have to serve life as a shelf stocker in a supermarket for her and her like a ninja skills with cans.
The highest shelves. You gotta stock the highest shelves. That's, what?
Well, it sounds like he really got creamed, Horn.
I think it's funnier / worse that he perished from the event.
It's really, it's, okay, so death is never funny, unless sometimes it is. But it's not. It's not funny.
It's never funny.
It's never funny, but sometimes the circumstances are ridiculous.
They are. And we have to laugh at the circumstances, not at the expense of a person passing.
Yes, but at the events that the circumstances.
Yeah,
yeah.
So she murdered a person with cans,
and that's the summary of today's episode.
And she's 59 years old. She should know better.
Yeah, exactly.
And that older couple, the nudists, they were up there too. Like, you guys can't be pulling these crimes. You're just not. You're not in your prime. You can't do it. What do you think you're doing?
Okay.
Nice and shrill.
Okay. To round out this week's episode, I have probably my second favorite story I've ever had since Pigmayer.
Oh, good. I was hoping you were going to mention that one.
Pigmayer and Where They Valued the Turd were probably my two favorite stories.
What are yours? Send our response in the comments.
Okay, so this happens in Dusseldorf, Germany.
Great.
Which was, of course, as everyone knows, the main character of Harry Potter.
I was born in Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Worf.
Okay, great. When a train passenger in Dusseldorf, Germany, saw a dead, quote, bearded man in a blue coat with red trousers... near the railroad tracks. Near the railroad tracks Tuesday evening, he immediately reported it to authorities, which is what you should do.
Yeah.
A helicopter crew soon spotted the potential victim, and indeed, he was wearing red pants, blue outerwear, and a red cap with a white beard. He was spot on. However, the so-called lifeless body was actually a partially deflated Papa Smurf balloon.
No!
Members of the rescue crew said the balloon victim looked a little deflated. Okay, so I included all this because they proceed to then take this seriously, and it makes it so much better.
Like the pizza?
Yeah, exactly. Looked a little deflated, but was otherwise fine. Papa Smurf was taken to the nearest police station, but all attempts to reach relatives have failed, according to the release. This was included in the official release. They put that line in the official police release.
Well, how are they going to find the other Smurfs? They're in a secret village, in the Mushroom Village.
Oh my God. It does go on to say the emergency call from the witness was justified. Under different circumstances, it could have saved lives. However, in this circumstance, it's hilarious.
How do you mistake a human being for a balloon? That's what I wonder.
I saw the balloon, too. Its feet were in the seat, so it was really tiny. So, how?
I don't know. I truly...
This story makes me really happy. Because it's one of those things, nobody got hurt.
That's true.
Some guy just thought someone was being kidnapped. Or dead. And it was a deflated Papa Smurf balloon. Everyone wins in this story. Everyone wins.
Except for the owner, the original owner of the balloon.
I don't know. I feel like if I were the owner, I'd be pretty happy right now. That's true. Would be really fun. That'd be a great story.
He's gone to a better place.
He's got the best story to tell.
Yeah.
So, that was excellent.
It'd be funny if, like, the police or they put out a thing. They put out, like, a poster, like, anybody know, who owns this Papa Smurf balloon? And then Gargamel shows up.
I was just gonna say. Oh man. Oh goodness gracious. All right.
That's it. That's a really good one.
I liked it.
It's tasty. Oh,
goodness. I'm glad we get to end this show on a light, silly note.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I'm now depressed. Do you know why? Because it's the end. It's the end. Another week. Another week done.
Dead,
like that Papa Smurf balloon.
Time to seal it with a handshake.
That's topical.
It is.
Yeah, great.
That's why I did it.
You did a really good job.
That's why I did it.
So we all, and by all, I mean us two, we have enjoyed doing this, and we continue to enjoy doing it, and presumably, we'll keep doing it. Hey! So you keep listening.
Woo!
And that's all for this week.
And remember, a group of ferrets is called a business. A group of crows is a murder. So a group of crows and ferrets would be a murder business?
Thanks for joining us.